The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. I'm joining you from South Africa. My name is Nolita. To be specific, I'm joining you from Johannesburg. And it is evening here. So good morning, good day, good evening, wherever you're joining us from. Really appreciate your presence here. Gives me an opportunity to reflect on this practice and these teachings aimed for our liberation. So we're starting with a guided practice. So you can find the posture that best supports you. Just taking your time to find that posture. The intention is to be alert, awake, and yet relaxed. Bringing the attention to the body, noticing how the body is. Welcoming this body as it is. Noticing the solidity of the body on the chair, the cushion. Spine is straight. Neck is long. The head is balanced at the top of the neck. It's helpful to tilt your chin towards the chest. It allows for an opening where the top of the neck meets with the skull that allows for easy flow of energy. The hands rest on the lap. If you move your lower back just a little bit towards the belly, you will notice the lifting of the upper body, opening of the chest area. And shoulders easily relax with that movement of the lower back moving towards the belly. Softening the face, dropping the jaw allows for release of tension, enhancing a sense of relaxation. Aware of the whole body, release the body weight onto the chair, the cushion, and noticing the pressure where the butt meets with the chair, the cushion. If you are on a chair, notice the sensations in the soles of your feet, where your feet meet with earth. Noticing the movement of the breath. Resting your attention with the breath. Taking your time to find a good posture, upright and yet relaxed, awake and alert. Can be helpful at the beginning of your sitting to take a few long deep breaths in. Then allowing the breath to return to its normal rhythm. We will use the breath as a place of anchoring our attention. Whenever the mind goes away, gets lost in thought, when we notice that, we bring back the attention to rest on the breathing. Noticing where the breath is most felt. Could be at the nostrils as you breathe in the coolness of the air. As you breathe out, warm air. As experienced. Or it could be with the expansion of the chest and the contraction of the chest as you breathe in and breathing out. Or it's the rise and the fall of the belly. Just take your time and see of those three places, where is breath most experienced? And then let your attention rest there. Mind will go away, past or through the future. We don't make a problem out of that. This practice is about returning, bring back the attention to the body, resting the attention on the breathing. Can be helpful to make a soft mental note that goes breathing in and breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. And as the mind settles here with the breath, we can release the mental noting. We continue throughout the rest of this sitting to bring the mind back, allow the mind to rest the breathing. Noticing how the breath is. Maybe long, maybe short, maybe smooth, maybe staggered. Maybe deep or shallow. Whichever way it is, that's just fine. As the mind settles, we open our awareness to any predominant experience that is there. maybe sounds, maybe sensations, thoughts. We notice what is here. One can always return the attention to rest and the breathing. In a moment, I'm going to add another dimension to this guided practice. Where we reflect on the theme of goodwill, generosity. Aim is enhancement of our well-being. When we cultivate goodwill, cultivate generosity, so I invite you to remember how it has felt like for someone to be generous to you. Someone may have supported you in a way that just clicked in a positive way for you. And just allowing the mind to linger on the actual feelings. How it has felt to receive generosity from another. Taking your time to be with the felt experience. Staying with how it feels. Allowing the body to relax with these feelings. To support this experience, I invite you to bring to mind someone who gladdens your heart. Someone you're grateful to, maybe respect. What a sense of respect brings joy to the heart. Getting the feel of that heart, feeling joyful, glad, because of this person. Adding to this experience, I invite you to bring an image of a good friend or a beloved pet. Imagine this person or this pet giving you full attention. Get a sense of how it feels to be in a space like that. Maybe there's a feeling of warmth, welcoming space, a friendly space, caring space. Allowing yourself to be with these feelings. Excuse me. Now I invite you to imagine opening up the space and sharing it with other people. Notice how it feels to open the space of warmth, space of friendliness, space that's welcoming to as many people as you can imagine. I'm just noticing how it feels to do this. Now you can release the images and focus by bringing attention on how the body is just now. Attentive to the body. Aware of the body. At ease, maybe. Relaxed, refreshed. As we come towards the end of our sitting practice, I'd like to invite you to pause. And think about what is here now that you can appreciate that wasn't there at the beginning of our sitting. And just noting that.